Oh, what do you call a place where large amounts of water, like Niagara, where large amounts of water come over a cliff or so?
Well, we call them falls. And then I guess we'd use some other designation. Let me see, what do we use sometimes? Well, I guess in my case, I would apply the word falls to Robinson Creek over here, for example, just as easily as I would to Niagara. Now, of course, a number of our creeks in this area, just like other big streams, they have rapids below the falls. I ring falls would be what I'd usually use.
Okay.
Regarding.
And what do you call a place where a large boats or boats in general, sometimes in the old days along these rivers, they'd stop and unload freight? What do you call those?
We'd usually call those docks. And if you had pleasure boats, here in this area now, we're using the term marina.
Marina?
M-A-R-I-N-O.
Okay. And
of course, and we would also use, I guess this would be a general term, we would say a boat was coming into Mobile Port, or into the Port of Savannah, or into Fort Lauderdale, Florida, for example.
As a port, right? Okay. What do you call a little road that goes off the main road?
We'd usually say a side road, a field road, or maybe dirt road today, or a trail sometimes. We've got some roads north of us now that were once public roads that have turned into trails almost, though you can get in a Jeep and travel them. We wouldn't try it otherwise.
And what do you call, like when you come, some farms sit way off the main road or
yeah.
way off a side road, as
yeah.
you said. What do you call it when you go to a man's house and he has his own road going up to his house? What do you call that?
Well, we'd call it usually his driveway, unless it was a very long distance. I don't believe I'd be inclined to call a man's entrance road or driveway if I could see the house, but it was a half mile away. I'd just probably call it the field road or the road to his house, something like that.
And if it was planted like with trees on both sides, you know, and you had to kind of go through it to get, would you still call it a driveway?
We'd be inclined to call that a driveway,
okay.
Yeah.
And in towns, walk paths alongside the roads, what do you call those?
Well, I guess you're talking about sidewalks.
Okay. And they're usually made out of what?
Well, most of them I've seen made out of cement.
Okay. Have you ever seen any roads made out of that same material around here?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Do you have any special names for those?
Well, we usually distinguish between asphalt and concrete roads.
Okay. You ever refer to them as cement roads?
I'd say yes and no. I believe if you think about expressways, we'd usually say concrete roads. Or we might say paved roads. Alabama uses a lot of asphalt. Georgia's been more inclined to spend a lot of capital and put in concrete roads.
Are they better roads in your estimation?
Well, they last longer, and of course they maintain the evenness of the surface longer.
Do you get a lot of ice down here on the roads?
Occasionally.
I know up north, see, a concrete road is superior in some ways, inferior in others, because we get a lot of snow and ice, and water seeps down as it's, if it hasn't frozen yet, gets into the concrete,
mm-hmm.
freezes, and as it freezes, it expands and contracts, and it chips huge chunks of concrete out. That's how we get so many. We get